We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, the Seahawks have found their tight end. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Panthers tight end, former Panthers tight end Greg Olsen, signing a one-year, $7 million deal that includes $5.5 million of guaranteed money with the Seahawks. Wow. Once free agency starts next month. How can he already agree to a contract?
Because he's been fully released.
Oh. I thought that you still...
Yeah, you can do that now.
If
you're under contract and then you're completely given your release... You can start to go, like if Cam Newton was released right away, he could start negotiating with other teams.
If you were just set to be a free agent,
completely different.
You can only talk to your team that you played for most recently.
But your agents can go out and do all they want.
Okay, let's talk about this. We've discussed this actually a couple of times, leading up to free agency and Greg Olsen and his fit with the Seattle Seahawks. He said, it's because of Russell Wilson I'm going. And why wouldn't you if you're Greg Olsen?
Yeah, I think about the guys that he would have joined up with Washington or vice versa. Not that Josh Allen is a nice little up-and-coming player, but he's no Russell Wilson. The system is built, I think, two offenses are a little bit better, proven to be a little bit better in both Buffalo and Washington. And that's the other thing is I'm not quite sure what the offense is going to look like under Ron Rivera for Washington. Not what their direction is. Do they look like they're ready built to make a Super Bowl run? And Greg Olsen wants to do that. Did he believe that Buffalo was ready? Might have been close. But if you're looking at who's the best guy to throw you the football, to extend your career and have a run, well, it's a pretty easy decision.
When if you're 34 years old and your three options are Washington, Buffalo, and Seattle, which one is the one that could get you the most wins, too?
Yeah. Well, which situation is best for your career? Because going into the season, you're going to have Will Disley, who's coming off the back-to-back ACLs, and now he's coming off an Achilles. I feel for Will so much, the pain and the anger, the youth in the league to have all the exuberance and then now suddenly just be riddled with injury. So he's oft injured. He's now labeled like that. That's tough. It sucks. Jacob Hollister was a good quality guy. Just kind of a guy, did some good, make some nice catches, did some things, but Russell made him look a lot better. And Luke Wilson's old. He's probably moving on.
And Luke Wilson is unrestricted, Hollister restricted. So they can still offer Hollister if they want to keep him as the third guy.
And they might do that. And then Ed Dixon, he was on IR, but he's got a $3 million cap that they're probably going to move off of and not use it. And this is a guy that they got to have some sort of veteran depth in there. I would bet that they draft somebody or find some other free agents that are less expensive because they want to try to invest in, I think they want to invest a crap ton in defense.
And got to think that they're going to have a blocking option at tight end too.
And that's what they're hoping Will can do.
Greg Olsen is not that right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't put...
At this point in his career.
I wouldn't put any stock in Will making it through. He hasn't proven it yet. And that's not... That's just reality of the league. You may think it's good, but you got to prove you can make it through a year.
Yeah, there was questions that you had about, Brian Schottenheimer's offense and how Greg Olsen will fit into it. Do you think that they actually make it more tailored? Is this a sign that they're handing more and more reins over to Russell Wilson? Because it can't look the same with Greg Olsen on the field.
No, it can't. And Russell Wilson was on an interview. He talked about it just recently and said, we're going to take more shots. We have to be able to be more aggressive early in games. I mean, they play behind more than any other team in the league last year.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so if you're always having to come from behind, that's a lot of stress on the offense. You can't just play to a defense. You look at teams like Kansas City. You look at teams like New Orleans. You look at teams like when New Orleans or New England was humming and some of these other teams, even within your division, San Francisco and Arizona, you're going to have to play. You're going to have to put up points, and you're going to have to be aggressive. This is something that Pete Carroll knows. He's going to be 70. What are we waiting around for here, boys? We got to make a run.
The offense was ripping.
It was ripping, Pete. In other tight end news, how about Jason Witten saying that, hey, playing for another team isn't out of the realm of possibilities? He says he wants one more run, and if he doesn't fit in with Mike McCarthy's system and his plans in Dallas,
yeah,
he'd be willing to go somewhere else.
Yeah, some might give him a shot. Oh. I'd be willing. You could see somewhere maybe like, I don't know, a red, white, and blue. I could see him totally running around in New England. They love their old veteran guys. Bring a good leader. Bring a veteran in. Inexpensive. He's not going to go to just anybody. He's not. He's not going to go show up in Cincinnati. You're not going to see him walking into any of those programs. He's going to go to some place where there is a shot and a legitimate, stable franchise. And if they do offer him, it's going to be a low amount. It's not going to be much. And he'll be there just to give you some great punch and some veteran punch.
When you said red, white, and blue, I first immediately thought Texans.
Yeah, no. Houston might.
And I was like, but I mean, not because. No. I was thinking Texas, like being in the state of Texas, not a far move, decent quarterback. They don't really have a huge threat at that position.
Yeah, I thought Buffalo. Because I think of Patriots, I think of silver, blue, red. Well,
I don't see him going to a place that doesn't have a stable quarterback. And right now, New England does not have a stable quarterback, so that might be one of the most difficult decisions if Tom's not coming back there.
Tom. Hey, Tom Brady taking interviews. You come to me. You come to me. I'm not going to you. You come to me. This is like when Kevin Durant was out in the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm. He's going to have suitors. Those of you who don't think that he's going to have suitors are crazy.
Where do you think he goes? Like, should Tom go somewhere exotic and do it and be like, okay, if you really want to sign me, you got to come to Bora Bora and take a pontoon plane in and land here and we'll do a private meeting and then get out?
I bet he's got some secret bunker somewhere where they're going to meet.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's got some like the, what they call, what they call the place where?
A cave.
No.
A dungeon.
Where Hitler had, where the wolf's den. Oh. He's probably got like a wolf's den or something somewhere hidden way off in the forest. That's what it was called.
I know, but you're like, no. What Hitler had, where Hitler died.
It was a giant
eagle's nest.
The eagle's nest was his private place up top of the mountain. That wasn't hidden.
That was in the Alps.
Oh, I don't remember the wolf's den. Well, I don't remember either of them. I wasn't there, but.
The wolf's den was a concrete bunker facility that could withstand just. And he was like,
wait, is that where he was when he met his own demise?
That was where he was. Yes.
All right.
Or if you believe some, he's in Argentina, fled to Argentina. Yeah. How many other animal-inspired homes did Hitler have? Do we know?
Did he have a beaver dam?
Well, you had Wolf's Den is underground.
It was above ground, but then they dug it out. It was just a giant.
You had Eagle's Nest up above. Like, did he live in a beaver dam at any point? Did he have a bunker there? Jeez, that guy. Anyways.
It's not even 7:45 yet.
No.
But we're 45 minutes in. And if there's one thing Rob Manfred told us earlier in the show.
We've had a long day.
After 45 minutes, it's a long day. You can say whatever you want. All right, so Brady's going to be meeting with people. Were you surprised Drew Brees said, I'm coming back yesterday? I didn't know that was news.
No, I don't.
What the hell?
No.
Buck even said, is this news?
I saw Adam Schefter tweet, Drew Brees will return for 2020 season.
Well, there wasn't a full commitment yet. Like he had said, I'm thinking about retirement.
Right, but did we think that he really was ready to walk? I mean, I guess he could have walked away.
Did we think Andrew Luck was ready to walk away?
No, he didn't.
I mean, no way. True. You just never know what crosses your mind when you get to that. It's not like get to that age. He's at the point where I don't want to run it back.
It was like football player remains a football player. That was the news.
And he said, I'll take a month. And it was like 2 weeks. He's like, nah, I'm back, guys. I got this.
Yeah, comes back. You start feeling it. You're getting ready for spring. You can feel the OTAs coming. Everybody's getting excited. Let's make one more run.
What do you think he signs for, though? Like, I mean, is it going to be Drew Brees sitting there going, I want as many weapons as I possibly can, and you know, potentially I'll allow you guys to sign the quarterback of the future to a long-term deal, whether you believe that's Taysom Hill or Teddy Bridgewater, and I'll give you a friendly deal so you can give them the money.
Depends on their cap space and what he's willing to take. Really does.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.